65 years ago, deep in the Idaho wilderness, a woman took poetry, turned it into music, and then recorded it. Her collection of songs and poems lives on to this day, thanks in part to one researcher and a librarian, both of whom wanted to share this special music with the world. Samantha Wright has our story this morning of the self-described musical poem recorder of Cascade, Idaho.
About 8 years ago, song historian Gary Eller got a call out of the blue from a woman in Blackfoot. She said she'd found a dozen homemade recordings at a garage sale that were made in Cascade in 1950. Eller figured they were probably just popular records and didn't think much more about it.
After a year or two, I got over there and looked at them, and wow, it was this lady who had one of these homemade recorders where you could put a blank plastic disc on, sing into the microphone, and it would cut the grooves into the record.
Ione Love Tilkey would take poems, turn them into songs, and record them.
I am the musical poem recorder of Cascade, Idaho. Words and music by Ione Love Tilkey.
That's how she ended most of her recordings. Eller was fascinated, and after some research, he tracked down Tilkey's stepson, who is now a dentist in Seattle. His timing was perfect.
And he said, oh, interesting, you called me. I was about ready to haul these 24 boxes of recordings to the dump. So I said, don't do that.
Eller got a hold of the boxes and ended up with 278 records and 22 reel-to-reel recordings. Altogether, there were 500 individual files, mostly from between 1948 and 52, of recorded songs like this one, titled Riding Fences All Day.
Been to town like it's fair, but I'd rather be right here. Riding fence all day, saddle sure to sway. Oh, 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 singing as I go.
Ione Love was born in California. Her father was a cowboy who played the guitar. Her mother played mandolin. The family spent a lot of time singing and moving all around the country. Eventually, Ione married Dick Tilkey, who came from Emmett. By 1940, they had settled in Cascade, when it was a big lumber town. While there, Tilkey turned her poetry singing into a business.
Perhaps you have written a poem. Would you like a recording of the poem, interwoven with music? The entire service is only $5 a poem.
Tilkey also wrote advertisements like this song for Shore Lodge in McCall, made not long after the iconic hotel opened.
On those Payette lakes so blue, there's a place that's built for you. It's Shore Lodge in Idaho.
Tilkey recorded songs about the environment, America, Idaho, ranching, and anything else that got her attention. She also recorded 15-minute shows that were played on the radio. Gary Eller says it's a glimpse into Idaho history.
And it turns out to be a snapshot of the lay poetry community in Idaho and a glimpse into the common person's way of making music at the time. And it's a glimpse into rural radio of Idaho at the time, too.
Tilkey eventually moved to Mill City, Oregon. She lived there till she died in 1979. But that's not the end of the story. Once Eller got a hold of Tilkey's collection, he brought it to Cheryl A. Stryker at the Boise State Library Special Collections and Archives.
No one had listened to these in probably 50 years or more.
A. Stryker says the records were very fragile, with pieces flaking off the discs.
We have a record player, but we didn't want to play them because you might only be able to play them once. You don't know until you do it.
A. Stryker got a grant from the Grammy Foundation and had the discs professionally recorded into a digital format. Her goal was to put the music online.
This is a snapshot into history no one else has. So if we didn't have it, it wouldn't exist at all.
Gary Eller says now anyone can get on the internet and find Tilkey's music. He says he's glad others can now hear her songs because he grew quite fond of Ione Love Tilkey while researching her history.
Yep, I'd love to sit down and have a cup of tea with that gal. Maybe pick a song with her.
For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.
I have enjoyed this visit with you. Farewell till next Wednesday evening at this same time. This program is recorded from my home in the mountains.